In a sprawling convention-sized ballroom at Blue Ridge Community College, a row of curtains lines the back wall. On the other side of that screen, eligible recipients are getting their first doses of the Moderna vaccine. It's a makeshift clinic run by Pardee Hospital. 68-year-old Hector Sanchez emerges from one of the curtains. A nurse escorts him to a row of chairs to wait for the next 15 minutes to check for symptoms. Under his NASA face mask, it's apparent he's grinning.
I feel like a weight has been lifted because I've just been vaccinated. I'm good. I'm happy.
Sanchez says his son helped him book the appointment because he'd heard the local nonprofit El Centro was providing free interpretation services on site.
It's a relief, because I understand a little English, but if they offer me an interpreter, it's so much better.
In early February, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a report that found people of color in the U.S., particularly Latinos, are getting vaccinated at disproportionately lower rates compared to whites. This comes as the Hispanic Latino population is also experiencing higher rates of COVID-19 infections and deaths. Executive Director of El Centro in Hendersonville, Sergio Fernandez, says that's why a more targeted approach is essential for making sure the vaccine gets to the communities where it's most needed.
A big part of our community do not speak English, and the services they have, sometimes they don't show up in Spanish, and people sometimes don't know where to look for those services. So here we are, just bridging that gap.
Fernandez says the organization is also helping Spanish speakers schedule their vaccine appointments. They booked 12 on the first day. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.